Well, Julie, thank you so much for chatting with me as always. Fun start to the season, I gotta say. I have to imagine you don't have a million hours to be watching Survivor, but what did you think about Dee and Devin sort of jumping in and adapting to Big Brother here?
I'll be honest, I wasn't happy when I was told these two former Survivor legends, because I did not watch their seasons. I did my homework and I started to like them. Because I'll be honest, me being a former morning news anchor, local news, I was like, okay, Rick Devens, I like you. I get it. And then I did my research on Dee and I was like, okay, very impressive. You know, one season 45, first, Cuban female. Then first member of the jury season 50. I was like, okay, interesting. You're a competitor. And I liked her social media running the New York City Marathon. I'm like, this woman gets life. She runs at it and grabs it, right? Then they go in. And I have to be honest, the only reason I was okay with Ceree going in, and I didn't watch her season of Survivor, was because there was an element that was very true to Big Brother. She was secretly playing with her son. So I was like, okay. So I went in judgy, and then I liked them when I did my research. But then when Rick Devens went in and he doesn't, his loose lips sink ships in the Big Brother house. I thought, this dude doesn't get it. He needs to go back to the island. I'm going to vote him back on the island and instead of voting him off the island. And I thought, oh my goodness. Hey, Charlie, come on in. My son. So then I see Dee, her wheels turning, which she goes, why did you do that? Why did you do? And I thought, I went from like, I don't want a past survivor winning to I want a past survivor winning. And her name is Dee because she got it. You know, Rick didn't get it. And to be fair to him, Survivor is not Big Brother. Big Brother is not Survivor. And he showed his hand that he didn't get it. And then she showed her hand that's so early. And with all that power, she got it. So I went from to okay to on Rick Devens and yes on D. And I put my money, I put $5 on Drew and $5 on Latrice. Those are a whole different reason for those two. I'll tell you if you want to know. But I don't even have any on D and I'm rooting for her right now.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about Jason actually, because he's surprising me. Like a lot of times, returning players get very far, returning players, you know, icons, whatever we want to call them. Jason does not seem to want to work with them. He kind of is like not grouping himself in that. At least on the live feeds, he says he wants Devins out. So did that surprise you at all? Did you expect him to work with these other reality TV people?
No, I didn't because he himself, he gets competition. I mean, from RuPaul's Drag Race, Jason, I love because he's like, you know what? You know Selena, but now you're going to see Jason. And my heart for his story. And I don't even let you know, but like when he was at his height of like RuPaul's Drag Race, his mother was dying. And
I
for
didn't
him,
know that.
yeah, for him to have to straddle like my mother, losing one's mother, and while he's out being celebrated, that. And then when he had that moment with Angela, where she was like, oh, my son is gay. And, you know, he announced it after I did Big Brother. And that bonding moment, keep your eye on Jason. He's a competitor and he gets that ultimately, yeah, you need alliances and friends. But ultimately, this is a game of one, and only one person takes home the check. I'd be very happy if it was him. Very.
Yeah, you mentioned Angela. I feel like Angela's going in there playing a little slower, but I feel like the paranoia will eventually creep in. How long do you think until we see Angela come out full force?
I think the first time she wins some power, I think that was her downfall last time, season 26. But she was the first head of household that season, and
She
they were
was.
all newbies. So she didn't know, but now she knows. So, but you can't change who you are, right? So I don't know if that person's going to come out only if she wins some power, but I will say, I sure hope so, because that's television gold.
I'm
You
waiting for it.
know,
Big
I'm
Brother
banking
just,
on it.
yeah, we're banking on it. Of course, it's going to happen. The show just had its biggest premiere in 5 years. What about this season do you think brought people back? Are they just hungry for Big Brother? Is it the theme? Is it the returning players? What do you think?
It's a few things. I prayed to Jesus before our first meeting. You can ask Alison Grodner. And I thanked him for bringing us all back and providing so many jobs in Los Angeles. And I asked him to bless it. After that, the other reasons I think is because social media, and we've hired an outside PR firm to help us. It's like we're firing on cylinders I didn't even know existed. Bringing in people like yourself and influencers, past survivor players coming into that house, cameras rolling. We are changing with, times. Everyone putting out the word. I think the success of Love Island, and I think it's also the group of house guests this year. Everyone's single. Everyone, is very attractive. Well, Angela's not single, and neither's Rick Divens, but the newbies,
Yeah.
I think there's hope for romance, as we already see between, on day two, Lyric and Rome.
Yep. And
we've had more marriages than The Bachelor. So I think there's something for everyone, and the fans are loyal, and fans tell other fans, sometimes it's like, I watched it as a kid and I just found this long lost cousin and I told them about the show and like, we talk on the phone and have like live viewing parties. It's a very bonding show. It's like got something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You either relate to someone in the house or you love to hate someone in the house. And I don't like that word hate, but you can't turn away. And somehow, some way, there's a reflection of your own personal life, whether it was like, we've had the misfits versus the cool jocks. And I remember when I was a misfit and I was bullied at school and I'm like, I'm rooting for the underdog. And then I remember when I finally got in with the popular crowd and I was like, okay, they're pretty to look at, but they're kind of mean. I don't know if I'm comfortable with them. You think about your own life experiences and or what would you do?
Yep.
So it's very easy to get invested. So I think there's a lot of reasons why here we are 20% higher than a year ago. But most of all, power of prayer.
Mm.
Let me tell you, the power of prayer.
Well, it worked, Julie. I mean, we have the 1,000th episode coming up. Anything you can tease? Anything we might be able to... Are there alumni going to make some cameos?
Dr. Will Kirby, tonight's power veto. Someone else just told me Howie also, and I didn't even know. So the fact that Howie, who I love, affinity bias. He was a former weatherman on local
news. Right.
And the year with him and Janelle, hysterical. Those two, their friendship. I don't even know who else is coming. And sometimes they'll tell me, oh, we're still negotiating with so-and-so.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but yes.
Okay. I know you have to run. Anything else you can hint about this BB time capsule? We might see some punishments. Any punishments you would like to see?
That spinning torture chamber bed. I kind of want to bring back, and I don't think it's a punishment, but I kind of want to bring back peanut butter and jelly. Like we replaced that with slop. And it has been fun seeing creative, make a slop pancake or a slop rice cake, whatever.
Yep.
I want to see peanut butter and jelly because, like, who gets tired of peanut butter and jelly? But I guess after a week, I would. That's a punishment I'd like to bring back.
Okay. All right. I love those food comps and food things. So I get it.
That's what I want to bring back. There was one where we had the two teams have to drink, do like frozen yogurt or ice cream and then weigh themselves. And then the team that.
Oh, yes.
I would love that.
Okay. Wait, let's put it in the suggestion box, Julie, because that's fun. I like it. All right. I know you have to run. I'm so excited to chat with you. And yeah, well, I'm sure we'll chat again before the season's over. I'm so excited.
Happy early birthday. God
bless you.
And
thank you so
much. Talk again. I could talk to you all day as well. So
I know. We'll see you soon. Have fun. You have a long day. Bye.